It didn't get solved. And, you know, next year we have that weekend off when we go up there. So, yes, but there was an issue with the scheduling and change, and some teams didn't like it. And we had a schedule in place, and we didn't vote on it. It looked pretty good, but one or two coaches were a little upset. And next thing you know, we got another draft. And we went from having that weekend to having to play that weekend. And I was not happy with the league on that. I thought it's quite frankly baloney. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but we got through it, and next time we will be on the same playing terms, even though we'll be in their barn.
Yeah.
Let's leave it at that.
Okay, very good. We'll take a break. Be back with more. Your questions, we'll start some of those when we come back. I'll also take a look at what else happened in the WCHA and in college hockey over the weekend, and we'll get the preview of the big weekend coming up against the Falcons down in Bowling Green. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
Coca-Cola is dedicating radio time to unsung holiday heroes. This one goes out to the gracious holiday hosts. Every year, you host the entire family for Christmas dinner. That's both bold and brave. While others cringe at hosting 25 family members, you embrace it with unparalleled passion. You bring distant relatives closer together. And you deserve a delicious, refreshing, ice-cold Coke in return. Share a Coke with your holiday hero, Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
This is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. If something were to happen to you today, would your family be left with a financial burden to cover your debts and final expenses? Would they be able to maintain their same lifestyle without you? No matter your age and situation, there is an auto owner's life insurance policy to meet your unique needs, and an auto owner's life policy is likely more affordable than you think. Stop in at the Turvo Agency in Hancock and see how a life insurance policy from Auto Owners can provide the protection your family needs and deserves. Think life.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a financial advisor with the America Group Retirement Strategy Centers, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. The America Group is located south of Houghton on M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 for an appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Stop in at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub for Sushi Tuesday from 4 till 11. Their fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. Now the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub get the same fish you would get in eateries in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the Library and taste something great.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Well, other WCHA action over the weekend, there were some pretty good games. Lake Superior was hosting Bowling Green, Michigan Tech's next opponent, and the Falcons were beat by Lake Superior 4-2 on Friday night, and Bowling Green comes back and pops 5 in on Saturday night to win 5-2 themselves.
Yeah, and Bowling Green is playing much better than they were earlier. Obviously, they're the team that was picked to finish first in our league, so we go from the team who hadn't lost a conference game to the team who was picked to win the conference. So not an easy task, not an easy place to play. But having said that, you know, we've played well on the road as of late, and we've played well at Bowling Green, actually. So, and our players know that after this weekend, we get a nice deserved break. So we'll have some energy. We'll be ready to go down there. But it's interesting. I'm sure Damon and I will talk later because they play Bemidji and we play Bowling Green. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure there'll be a call made there and just try to – and we get the tapes anyway. So there's not – excuse me, there's not really any secrets, but it's nice to talk to somebody – excuse me, Dirk, who's been there and just has played them, and you get a feel for the team and who their best players are and how they're trying to play and just the tempo of the game.
Other scores, it was Minnesota State on Friday night beating Alaska 7-3, and then a 5-5 overtime tie on Saturday night at the Verizon Wireless Center, and it looks like Alaska played pretty good on Saturday night there.
Well, it does, and it goes to show you by giving up one goal each game up there how well we played defensively, and they put up you know, 8 goals on the road against Minnesota State. So having said that, you know, Alaska's the tough team. Every team's hard. You know, every team can beat you, and we talk about that all the time. You got to show up and play, and It's too bad because I think the first night is a 4-3 game in the third period, a tight game. And then obviously the second night, Alaska was up 3-0 and just couldn't hold the lead. But they did win the extra points in the shootout. So points are so valuable. Those are tough points to not get, or, you know, they're valuable if you get them. So, but, you know, interesting weekend of hockey there in Mankato. But some good games all over the league.
And a split between Alaska Anchorage and Northern Michigan. Northern needed that win on Saturday night.
Well, they did. I mean, you know, obviously they lost a tough game on Friday to Anchorage, who that was their first, I believe, conference win. And, you know, it was a big win for them. And obviously Northern had to get that game just to move back in front of them. So, you know, important win for Northern Michigan. There's no doubt about it, because as we all know, 8 teams make the playoffs in our league and 9 and 10 do not. So, points are valuable, and you got to try and get any way you can win a game right now. You're trying to scrape and claw and do whatever you can to win games.
Alabama Huntsville hosted Ferris State over the weekend, a Saturday-Sunday series, and Huntsville winning on Saturday night. And yesterday, Ferris came back and split with the 3-1 win.
Yeah, not surprised. You know, it's interesting, though, that Alabama Huntsville won that season series. They won 3 games against Ferris, you know, 2 up in Ferris and obviously the first game down in Huntsville. I mean, they had a chance to sweep that series 4 games. So interesting, because Ferris, you know, obviously is a pretty good team, but Huntsville's made some big improvements from last year even.
All right, Coach, the Huskies still in second place and 8 points behind Bemidji State, and we'll get set for Ferris State coming up. Let's get to some of the, Bowling Green coming up this weekend. Let's get to some of the questions, and we'll get these started anyway for you. And here's your question, Coach. You've been around hockey for decades, and during which time equipment has continuously evolved. If you could have had any piece of today's equipment back when you played, what would it be?
Stick. Yeah. Definitely the sticks. I mean, you know, the skates are skates for the most part. I mean, obviously they're lighter now and whatnot. And, you know, as far as the you know, your shoulder pad, all that's fine. Again, it's lighter, more protective. But I just think the stick would be the biggest thing for me. I mean, just lighter. And back in the day when I was here, you had 3 right-handed sticks and 3 left-handed, and you just picked. You know, now all these guys get their custom curves and all this stuff. So.
Their names are on.
But just the feel and the lightness and just how you can shoot the puck. I probably would have been an All-American, Dirk, if I would have had those sticks. Not.
Next question. This might be just more of a statement. Oh, no. As a lifelong Tech fan living in the southern part of the Lower Peninsula, I like your non-conference schedule this year at U of M, at MSU, and at Notre Dame coming up shortly. She asks, is a non-conference series with Western a possibility?
We've been working on that. I've known Andy Murray. Andy Murray's another Manitoba native, just like I am. So we've talked, we've worked on it, we're grinding it out. So I would like that. I think it's important that we continue to play the Michigan schools, like Michigan, like Michigan State, like Western Michigan. I think that's important for our fans, like her. We've got so many fans in that, whether it's the southeast, southwest, southern part of the state of Michigan, and we enjoy coming down there. So there's no doubt about that we will continue to work on scheduling teams in that area.
Mitch had a question for you, Coach, that he wanted me to get on. And Mitch was, of course, a student manager at one point for Michigan Tech back in the McGinnis days. And he said that McGinnis used to actually ask him to, you know, take a look at some of the opposing players' curves.
Right.
And if you notice anybody that has a pretty exaggerated curve, let's keep an eye on that in case he scores. Is there any of that goes on? We don't see measurements anymore on curves. And are there such things as illegal curves anymore?
Well, that's a good question. And there is. There is. So I think it's a half inch still. It's been that way forever. So, but boy, I can't remember the last time I've seen that. And I don't even know if we have the device you're supposed to use.
That was my next question.
In our penalty box. You know, I'd have to ask the guys, do you even have it there? But, I think
it
it's
always a quarter. That
quarter inch?
No, I mean,
like a dime
you
quarter.
You could use a dime or whatever it was.
I think it's more a dime, not a quarter. Okay. I don't know. But anyway, it's one of those, I think it's an unspoken rule. You just don't challenge that, just like a mouth guard or some things. You don't you just let it go. But I'm sure we'll see it at some point again, you know, when someone's going to challenge it.
Next question, Coach. The power play has been disappointing as of late. Good teams win big games converting on special teams, especially in college hockey this year, the way penalties are being called. And can you talk a little bit more about what kind of tweaks you would need on the power play?
Yeah, and like I said, I addressed a little bit of that earlier, how we were just off, and especially our touches. Like, we had a sequence in the game Friday night where two of our defensemen